Now we're recording, yes, okay. I would like to call the Canaryville Planning and Zoning Meeting for October 3rd, 2024 to order. And if we could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need approval of the September 5th, 2024 Planning and Zoning Minutes.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for September 5th, 2024.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Randy Williams. We're up a water connection at 75 North, 100 East.
Yeah, that's a lot next to my house to the south.
Is that where the Mumfords have their garden typically?
It's not where my shop is. That white shop I have in the corner.
Oh, okay.
It's that big.
Oh.
They've always been taxed separately. In fact, I have lots, actually my wife's name. So. And I plumbed a bathroom in my shop when I first built it 20 years ago. And I just like to put a septic system in a bath of water before you go.
So David's house is right here, and then it's this one's right here. So it's a legal lot.
Okay.
And it's already split. Already has an address.
It's a half acre. Is that right?
What's that?
It's a full half acre.
Yeah, 0.45.
But yeah. I just didn't realize that they were.
Yeah.
Your shop was different from your house.
Yeah, it's hard to tell now. They got all the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably say separate just for that reason. Maybe somebody that needs a water hookup or maybe a kid might want to live there. You never know.
I'll make a motion we approve the water hookup for Randy Williams at 75 North, 100 East.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You know the drill.
Yeah. All right, most of the money.
Well, I do.
$2,500 for the impact fee, $25 for the connection fee, but if it's over $2,500, then you have to pay the rest. So when you come in to see Patty, you'll give her two separate checks.
So one of $1,000 more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be.
So whatever just the current cost is for the connection for Tony to put it in, that's what you'll pay.
Sometimes they do go over, so the $2,500 one time they covered the whole cost. So we changed the ordinance to.
I'll make sure to go over.
You got to name
Okay, so then just next week.
What's that?
And next week at town council.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it 6:30?
6:30.
Okay, then David Entz, you're up next.
Okay. We have some new maps from FEMA, and it's phase one of our new flood maps. FEMA wants us to take a more active role in the houses and development that we allow in a flooded area. We basically only have one problem in Canaryville. Canaryville is right on the divide, and most of the water runs north, but occasionally some of the water will come out of Riggs Canyon right here and flood this area, as we all well know. That's our main problem. But then this green area here indicates an area for further study. But as it's all built out, probably except for right here, this is the part that comes directly out of the falls. We're not going to have to concern ourselves much with that right now. The building has already happened there. So these maps, as I said, they're from FEMA. They're based on the best possible information that they have based on a new method called LIDAR flyovers. But they also did on-the-ground studies and narratives from community members. So the next phase will be in 5 years, and that's when the maps will be finalized. They want us to create an ordinance for the troubled spots that we have in town that says, basically, if we allow building in those areas, we have to do what we can to mitigate damage, like making the homeowner build so many feet above street level, or other examples like that. What else they have done, have y'all heard of a 100-year flood? They changed that wording now. They base it on percentage. They call a 100-year flood a 1% event. 100-year flood is a misnomer, because it's like you have a 100 years between the events. Now, a 1% event means that any given year, you have a 1% chance of having a 100-year flood. As you all know, the weather is not an exact science, and if you get enough water anywhere here, you're going to have flooding. So the maps right now are non-regulatory. They are not making us have people who build in problem areas carry flood insurance, but they are recommending that we ask them to carry flood insurance if they're going to build in one of those areas. And that's the other thing. They carry flood insurance, and they raise their property above the level of the road. So as we only have basically this area, and it's odd that that one little spot came up for discussion last month, right, as the new, because that is a problem area, even though it's on the other side of the dike. You've probably seen a flood there, Brett, and I have. So it's funny that it's here right now. So basically, we have access to a sample ordinance that we can put into place that gives us some teeth to make people who want to build in a particular problem area carry flood insurance and do whatever they can to mitigate the damage. Those maps are available to the public and you online. Anyone who's interested in the link can come to me and I'll give you one. They're very interesting. So.
Okay.
There's various layers where you can see what the various percentage events look like. Hmm. So, but these are only preliminary. As I said, there's one more phase to the program.
Okay. Fabulous, thank you. Is there something that we need to do besides?
There will be a new ordinance coming if you guys want to move forward with that. Is that after the 5 years or now?
No, it's now.
It's now.
Yeah, they it's like I said, they're non-regulatory, but they're asking us to put some teeth to what? I guess FEMA wants to mitigate as much as possible the payouts to homeowners. You can see why, because there's a lot of disasters. So. But this is nationwide, and this is just the Iron County study. And if you want, when you look at those maps, you can look at all of Iron County. And it's fascinating, really. It shows you exactly where the water flows.
Okay.
So basically, David will tell town board about it too, but we need to write up an ordinance or put one together that you guys will need to review. That'll be coming with the subdivision stuff soon. And the annexation stuff.
So, coming to a board near you. Okay, announcements?
Just that the meeting with Reed has been changed to November 14th at 6:30 due to hunting season for those that are involved in hunting for the next month. So we will, Reed has said that's fine, he'll be here on the 14th. If everybody can come to that town board meeting, then he'll give his presentation. So.
Perfect. So. Okay, anybody else have anything they want to? All right, in that case, we're going to need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn our meeting.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, okay, meeting adjourned.